For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all be glad and rejoice in it. This is the fifth Sunday, the last Sunday in July of 2017. Amen. We are live on the radio talk show with the Timothy Generation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm your moderator, Evangelist Mother Pat. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our live broadcast program. Amen. As he said, let us all come into the house of the Lord and let us worship him. Hallelujah. And the Psalmist says, forget about your cares. Hallelujah. Concentrate on him and let us worship him. So, once again, I am your moderator, Evangelist Mother Pat. Hello to you, you, and especially you. Hallelujah. Scripture reading is recorded. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We was going to do a scripture reading for recording, but God said he wanted us to, hallelujah, to go with this scripture. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Malachi 4, 2, and 3. However, for you who obey, fear, and respect my name, the Son of Holiness, the Son of Righteousness, will appear and arise you with restoring, healing, and recovering in his feathers, wings, and pinions. In addition, if you move in liberty and freedom, you will be jumping with glee and triumph like a young bull released into the grass. Into that moment that I perceive you will walk and step upon the evil, wicked, and corrupt. As they were sand, you will have victory against your enemy and dust underneath your feet, says the Lord Yahweh of heaven armies. Malachi 4, 2 and 3. The Propel Kingdom Dimensional Bible. May God have a blessing reading for the reading and hearing and the edification of our souls as we prosper. Amen. The mic is yours.
Amen. Now we will have our opening prayer by our very own Queen Apostle Tashana. The mic is yours. And before she comes, I just want you guys to really meditate as she's praying. Meditate on what she's praying about, because this is truly the word of prayer that we need on today. Amen. Queen Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, God, we just bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just bless your name on today, hallelujah. We lift up your name, oh God. We reverence you, mighty God, hallelujah. God, as we go forth, oh God, as we go forth, deposit inside of us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we go forth into a new prosperous month, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the deposit that you're giving us right now, oh God. We thank you for the open heavens, oh God. We honor you, we adore you, we magnify your name, oh God. We lift up your name, mighty one. Hallelujah. Oh God, we have your way in us, oh God. Oh God, as we speak on today, God, hide us behind the cross, oh God. Oh God, so as we pray and lift up our adorations unto you, oh God, that it be the God in us speaking, oh God, that you will give us a return, oh God, for the words that spoken out of our mouths, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, just for being a mighty God. We come highly anticipated for your love, your presence, and your grace, oh God. Oh God, we decree and command and declare, oh God, that we're heirs. We're joint heirs, oh God. We obtain and possess and accept and take ownership of everything that's spoken on today and the kingdom of God in our lives. God, everything will work out the way that we say and speak. Everything will work out for our good, oh God. Oh God, if we believe, trust, rely, depend and be confident in you, God, you will grant us everything that we ask you for, because everything is possible for us because we believe and have faith in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And what we ask for in prayer, it shall automatically be ours, oh God. We lift up your name, oh Jesus. We thank you. We reverence you. Oh God, we cherish the moment that we can become before you, God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your presence. We thank you, oh God, that we're in the presence of the great one. Ah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for being an awesome God. Oh, God, we'll eat the good of the land because it's written in your word. God, we're super magnets for the blessings of God, your miracles, your signs, your wonders, and your tsunami overflow in our lives in the name of Jesus. We're money magnets. We're magnets for miracles. We're magnets for blessings. We're magnets for prosperity. We're magnets for new anointing and new flow. We're magnets for the apostolic movement. We're magnets for your miracles. We're magnets for your touch. We're magnets, oh, God, for new shalom. And we walk in the shalom benefit package in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that everything will work out smoothly, easily in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're magnets, oh God, for new health increasing and your revelational realms, oh God. We're magnets, oh God, for everything that's coming our way that's in your great word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're walking in the thousandfold, oh God, because you said, oh God, in your word, oh God, that if we do the things that we obey your word, if we stay in your presence, God, you will give us 100 to 1,000-fold. So we yet thank you for the 1,000-fold in the name of Jesus, oh God, because with us is enduring wealth, riches, honor, righteousness, and prosperity, as you said in your word, oh God. We're walking in super abundance, and we're transitioning to an extraordinary phenomenon, oh God. We're walking, oh God, wholeness, completion, and made whole, and every malfunctioning part of our body shall be completed now in the name of Jesus. We're rubies, we're royalties, we're king and queens with riches sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness with king and queen, platinum eagles, and we should be found in our seated position in you, oh God, and walking in our destiny in the name of Jesus. We're moving forward, and we will not be stopped, because there's something in our present and our future, and it looks much better than it looks right now in the name of Jesus. Anything we want, we take. We will no longer restrain ourselves from any joy according to your word. It's a good thing that we receive and obtain and possess wealth from you, God, but even better thing to obtain good health from you too, God, and to enjoy your work and to step your lot in life is indeed a gift from you, oh God, and we thank you for the gift, oh God. If we commit, we roll, we dedicate, we devote our work unto your Lord, all our plans just for succeed, prosper, and be established, God. You said in your word that we may throw the dice, but you determine how they things are from your direction and your plans, oh God. But oh God, Elohim, we trust, rely, depend, and have faith in you, for our present and future is in your hands and under your directions in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said, oh God, that we're your children. Hallelujah. And you said that today is our birthday. Ha. Oh my God, whatever we want, what do we want? Nation that's a present, continent that's a prize. We can make them both dance at our command or throw them away like the, oh God, yesterday's trash. We no longer throwing away our blessings and our birthday presents, but yet we accept them and possess them and obtain them, oh God. Oh God, because you said only ask you, God, and we're asking on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because you've been down and listened to us, oh God, right now. And we will pray to you as long as we have breath, as long as we have breath. As long as we have breath, God, oh God, we will pray to you, oh God, and we will love you, we will honor and we adore you, because you're an awesome God and you're a mighty God, and you could be anywhere else, but you're here, right here, listening to the words of our demand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We command and decree and declare that we have dominion and authority over everything of the works of our hands. You put us in charge of everything in our lives, and it should have, oh God, we should have dominion over everything and put it underneath our feet, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the confidence, the reliance, the assurance that we have in approaching you, God. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And since we know that you hear us, we're going to obtain and possess and take ownership of whatever we ask for in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes and our perception. This is the day, this is the moment that you have made for us. We're going to rejoice, celebrate and praise and be glad in it. Say now, oh Lord, we petition you. We send you a petition. Send us a right now prosperity, oh God, because out of our belly, out of our loins, out of our psyche, out of the essence of our spirit shall flow and good shall cascade multiple outlets of living active water. We thank you, oh God, just for your love. We thank you, oh God, for your presence. We thank you, oh God, for the unity, oh God, because unity compels strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch that man, touch that woman, oh God. Touch them for a miracle. Somebody listening to the sound of this voice need a breakthrough. Somebody listening to the sound of this voice need a miracle, because you're El Karim, the miracle God. Oh God, we thank you for being Yahweh Oriah, the Lord that illuminates us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for sweet victory, God. We thank you for sweatless victory, God. We thank you, oh God, for God, flawless victory, oh God.
We thank you, God, that you're renewing us, oh God, and you're restoring us to the days of our youth. Yes, you're renewing us and restoring us to the days of our youth, God. We thank you that our health is springing forth speedily in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, that our heart is at peace and it brings life to our body. Our subconscious mind is at peace and it brings life to our body. Our soul is at peace and it brings life to our body in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God. We lift your name up, God, and we thank you, oh God, that the portals is open right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the kingdom of God is at hand and is in both of our hands, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are releasing and release a great royal divine anointing over our lives, and the chaplospheric movement is all over it. We thank you that we walk in the revelations of the seventh heavens, oh God, and it's releasing the portals of the storehouse, God, because you've given us good treasures, the heavens, and you should give us rain in the land in this moment, oh God, and you shall bless the work of our hands, oh God, and we shall lend to many nations and not need to borrow. Enemy come one direction of us and scatter for us in seven. Everything we touch is possibly and abundantly blessed, and the fruit of our wombs is blessed, oh God. We thank you so much. Oh God, we lift your name up, and if ain't nobody else told you on today, God, we want to tell you how much we really love you. Oh God, how much we really love you, God. The other day you shared with me that we should walk in the law of oneness. And that's the reason why a lot of us don't have what we have, because we don't know how to be one with you as Jesus was with you, God. But on today we decree and declare that we walk in the law of oneness. The Father and us are one, God. We are one with the Holy Spirit. We are knitted together with you. We are bind together with you. We're in a marriage and we will not commit adultery on our marriage ever again, but we will walk in oneness with you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you so much. We lift your name up so much, and we love you so much, God. And we know that we're going to say it with our lips, but our hearts is going to be close to you and not far from you, God. We thank you, oh God. We're going to show you the action of how much we love you, oh God. We thank you so much, and we need you, God. We need you, oh God. We need you, oh God. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, God. Yes, we will do that thing that you've been telling us to do. Yes, we will obey. Yes, we will walk like you. Yes, God, we will put other things behind and put you first, God. Yes, God, we will say yes to you, God. Not our will, but thy will be done in us, God. We say yes. Our soul says yes. Our mind says yes. Our heart says yes, and our spirit says yes to you, God. We say yes. We cry out, Abba Father, unto you, oh God. We say yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, the power, the magnetic force, the dynamis, the ruach that's inside of us. We say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say yes to your name, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, 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 God. Oh, God, we say yes, and we thank you, God, that you've given us the opportunity to say yes all over again. Hallelujah. You allow us to say yes all over again. We love you. We worship you, and that everybody that's listening to this broadcast, wherever country they in, wherever they from, oh God, that today they will say a new yes, God. And this yes will be a whole metamorphosis. This new yes will be something different, that they will no longer be that cocoon, but they will be that butterfly, that fly, and no longer remember what they look like, because there's something new, God. You said that when we come into you, oh God, we become a new creature. Behold, the old things are passed away and all things become new. We're walking the newness, God. Oh, my God, new elevation of wisdom, new elevation of wealth, new elevation of worship, oh, God. And we thank you now, and we love you now, and we honor and adore you, oh, God, because the springs of water are ready to bring forth fruit out of us, God, is ready to bring forth fruits out of us, God, and we should mature, God. We will no longer wither, but we should mature and walk in prosperity, oh God. And we should do the things that you have chosen us to do. Oh God, we should not fade ever again. We should not wither ever again, but we should walk in everything that you have chosen us to do. And we love you so much. We love you so much. We love you so much, God. Everybody is healed. Everybody is made whole. Everybody is completed. Ah, God, thank you, God, for letting us know there's no pain, there's no hurt. Hallelujah. There's no negativity, only the goodness of the Lord, because the greatest commandment is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And God, you is love, and we thank you that we're connected to the one that loves us. Hallelujah. We're connected to the one that loves us, and we love you so much, God, and we will start showing you in our actions, God. And we thank you and we worship you, and we command all the angels. We put them in charge. We put them in position. We put them in place so that they can help us. And the blood of Jesus covers us from the crown of head to the sole of our feet. Hallelujah. Today will be one of the greatest days of our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we will have peace and joy from within, God. And we will love ourselves the way that you love us so much. And we thank you and we honor and adore you. And not one word will fall to the ground, not one alphabet, not one colon, not one verb and adjective collaboration, not one pronoun, nothing will fall to the ground. So shall it be done. And it is good. And it is very good. In Jesus' name we decree, amen. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Ooh, Jesus. Now that is a prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And before she comes with the hallelujah blessing on it, I just have a little I want to say. Oh, God is just so good. This morning we were in church, and you know, as the pastor got prepared for through the prayer, so I was standing up and I was clapping my hands, and he said, you know, I need somebody to pray for me. Oh, come on, somebody. Out of all the people that's standing in the in church, that's sitting there just praising the Lord, he said, Sister Pat, would you come up and pray for me? We're a little caught off guard. But, you know, God says we must be obedient. So not only was it an honor, it was a privilege to be able to pray for the man of God. Amen. And it's just how you carry yourself in the word of God. Because people, saints, people are watching. They are watching. And that's my testimony. And I know we do a recording, but I just wanted to share that with you all because, oh, my goodness, it just felt so good. And please excuse me if I'm out of order, and I do apologize, but it felt so good to be able to do that. And I just wanted to share that with the saints of God. Amen. Queen Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours for the testimonies. Amen. Ooh, Jesus.
On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Then the king asked,
"What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given you."
"If it pleases the king,"
replied Esther,
"let the king, together with Haman, come today to a banquet I have prepared for him."
"Bring Haman at once,"
the king said,
"so that we may do what Esther asks."
So the king and Haman went to the banquet Esther had prepared. As they were drinking wine, the king again asked Esther,
"Now, what is your petition? It will be given you. And what is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted."
Esther replied,
"My petition and my request is this. If the king regards me with favor, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet I will prepare for them. Then I will answer the king's question."
Haman went out that day happy and in high spirits. But when he saw Mordecai at the king's gate and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, he was filled with rage against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. Calling together his friends and Zeresh his wife, Haman boasted to them about his vast wealth, his many sons, and all the ways the king had honored him, and how he had elevated him above the other nobles and officials.
"In front of everyone." "And that's not all. I'm the only person Queen Esther invited to accompany the king to the banquet she gave. And she has invited me along with the king tomorrow. But all this gives me no satisfaction as long as I see that Jew, Mordecai, sitting at the king's gate.
His wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him,
"Have a pole set up, reaching to a height of 50 cubits,
yes,
and ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai impaled on it. Then, go with the king to the banquet and enjoy yourself."
This suggestion delighted Haman, and he had the pole set up.
Set up a pole.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we come to the part where all of us can participate in. Amen. Seed planting by our very own Pastor Mother Gail. The mic is yours. Amen. Pastor Mother Gail. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Is Pastor Mother Gail?
No, that was Pastor Sanika. I had asked her to step in for her if she wasn't on. Amen.
All right, amen.
Pastor Sanika.
Amen, amen. This is the time of the service where all of us can pay our tithes and offerings. We know that God has commanded us in Malachi 3 that when we don't pay our tithes and offerings, we are robbing God. And we know when we rob God, it brings about a curse upon us. So we want to do what God has commanded us to do, which is to not only pay our tithes, but to also pay our offerings. We know when we do this, we are blessed, as it says in Psalms 112, to leave an inheritance for our future generation. We know 2 Corinthians 9 tells us that he will always give seed to the sower and that he loves a cheerful giver. If you would like to pay your tithes and offerings or sow a seed, you may visit www.iamaruby.com. And at the top of the page in the center, you will see seed planning /partnership. And you will click on that button and scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you could make it a monthly recurring, or you can make it one time. And in the comments, we ask that you put a scripture and whatever you need God to do for you for that month, day, year, the rest of 2017. Father God, we just thank you for everyone who will pay their tithes and offerings, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring us out a blessing that we do not have room enough to receive it. And we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Father God, that everything we do will prosper and flourish because we have paid our tithes and offerings. We ask that the ones who do not have it, Father God, that you will bless them with it the next time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we say this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And not only do we take PayPal through the website, but we also take money orders. We also take Western Union, MoneyGram. You can pay with your debit card or your credit card. We have most of it. Won't be any excuse. And I turn it back over to you, Evangelist Mother Pat.
Amen, amen, amen. How many of you know that God always have a ram in the bush? Amen. Amen. Bless you, Pastor Sanika. Thank you for stepping in. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now we come to praise and worship. And I want y'all to listen as Queen Apostle Tashana plays the songs on today. Just let it meditate on it. You know, let it get down into your soul. And then as I sit here and I'm listening to the rain and hearing the thunder, you know, and I'm just in awe at God's beauty, even when it's raining outside. Woo! How many of you all know that God is just so good. He allow us to see the beauty of a rainstorm. Ooh, Jesus, I don't know about anybody else. But if you will, come off the mute and just give God some praise and glory before she comes and play the songs on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank
amen,
you, Jesus.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Her
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Yes, Lord.
Ooh,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Nobody but you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Queen Apostle Tashana, the mic is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Before we go into praise and worship, remember, hallelujah, that this is the last Sunday of this month, hallelujah, and then we're going to go into a new month. We're almost over with this year. We're only going to have 4 more months. So a lot of us have made declarations, revelations, confirmations, affirmations for the things that we want in the beginning of the year, hallelujah, but it's not too late to get those things. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. In worship, you can truly honor God. You know how they say honor God and you honor him with your soul and your heart and your mind. That's what Jesus was talking about in John 4, hallelujah, when he talked about when them that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. So honor God in your worship on today. It's youth explosion, hallelujah. It's a youth day, hallelujah. If the youth can honor God and worship God, come on now. We can definitely honor and worship him too. Oh, my God. The Lord let me know within the last few days that he want me to be a child again. And I know what he means, to have that childlike faith that Jesus said we can inherit the kingdom of heaven. I activate that every adult that's over the age of 18 right now to activate your second wind of being a child. Hallelujah. Of that childlike faith. You remember if you're a parent how your children trust in you for everything and you gave them everything. Even some of us now that have grown children, come on now, we still give them everything. Hallelujah. So walk in that child, that second wind of having that childlike faith again as hallelujah, as your children did. Hallelujah. So you know what? I'm telling everybody, hallelujah, I'm a child again. Hallelujah. And the word is, I'm a big kid now. Hallelujah. The pull-ups commercial. Hallelujah. I'm a big kid now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm exploring.
I'm a big kid now.
I know somebody's going to catch
yes,
that. Hallelujah.
Thank
bless
you,
you bless
Jesus.
You, bless
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. I'm a
amen.
Big kid
yes.
now. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Yes, I'm a big kid now.
I'm
amen.
A big kid now. See how you want
yes,
to come up with
Jesus,
but I didn't
Lord.
Understand it until the Lord said, get the second wind of being a child. Hallelujah. I'm a big
Lord.
Kid now. Praise God. And
hallelujah.
I'm enjoying
yes.
this new life. We are celebrating this new life.
Yes,
it feels
Lord.
So
I'm
good when you're a big kid.
Jesus.
Now, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to, Jesus, stress out about anything because I can see with my grandchildren, my God, and even with my son, he came down the weekend and he used to me whenever he asked for something. Hallelujah. He get it, so he throw a little tantrum and think that's going to work. But see, that's that big kid now. My God, and most of the times it works for us. Come on now, because we big kids now. We can trust in
wow.
our, my God. We
yes,
can trust
Lord.
In our daddy.
Yes,
my God, I am
amen,
a big kid
amen,
now.
Amen.
My God, we're
yes,
big kids
Lord.
Now. We can
thank
trust in
you,
him because
Jesus.
We're going to inherit the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven has
thank
everything.
Jesus.
The kingdom of heaven has
yes,
access to everything. The kingdom of heaven is
thank
now
you,
N-O-W,
Jesus.
New ownership of wisdom, new ownership of worship, new ownership of wealth. My God, new ownership of, my God, walking him, my God, in the realms of who he is. We are big kids now. And since we're big kids, we can ask our daddy for anything and expect our daddy to give it to us. You know how it is. You want that when you're a girl, you want that certain type of skirt or dowel or hair done. Your parents may not give it to you right away, but I promise you before the year is out. My God, you have that thing that you asked for. Come on now, somebody. We're big kids now. And since we're big kids now,
amen.
The kingdom of heaven is ours.
Yes,
and we can worship him in spirit and truth. We can worship him with everything as a kid.
Yeah.
And one thing I love about kids is I see my grandkids, they'll fight each other. Next thing you know, they literally mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit, forgiving each other and playing on and keeping it moving. I don't even see my grandkids bringing up, you just hit me, or you just scratch me, or you just choke me, or you just pull my hair. They, oh my God, they done with that stuff. And they move on and still have fun like ain't nothing matter. My God, they can get in trouble, and you know what? They'll cry a little bit, but then they want to
jump all on you and love you all over again. Come on now. That's what big kids do.
Amen.
My God, and since we're big kids now,
ooh,
we can expect
Jesus.
The kingdom of heaven now. My God, and I'm a big kid now. I'm telling you, I'm making that personal. When you say I am, anything you put behind I am, it is. I am a big kid now. I am. Somebody say that with me. I am a big kid now.
I am a big kid now.
I am a big kid now. I am a big kid now.
I am a big kid now.
Remember,
Jesus.
Remember the Lord said to Moses, I am that I am. He made that I am twice. Those five words, I am that I am. I am a big kid now. I am. When you say that, when you say it at first, you're saying it to God, and when you say that last I am, that's the Holy Spirit confirming it through you. I am a big kid now. I am. My God, I am healed now. I am. I am made whole now. I am. My God, I am a possessing and obtaining the kingdom of heaven. I am. So whenever you say something, know that you are a kid, a child of the kings, my God, and you have, my God, heirs to everything, just as the Queen Elizabeth's son, Prince Charles, he's her child, he's her big kid, and he has access to everything. That's the same way that you all have access to everything. So I'm enjoying being a kid again. My God, you know, sometimes when we adults, we kind of a little uptight a little bit. We ain't, you know, enjoying our childlike faith, but now I'm enjoying this childlike faith, and I'm telling you, it feels all so good to be a big kid again, hallelujah, and being there connected to my daddy. So when you worship on today, worship in your childlike faith, hallelujah. Come naked and unashamed before the Lord and allow him to do that great victory in your life and be a big kid. Say it with me one more time. I am a big kid now. I am, hallelujah.
Jesus, my God.
Hallelujah. Next time you watch that commercial, you guys are going to laugh with so much glee, because now you know that commercial was a hidden message for all of us to let us know to walk in that childlike faith. We're going to go in praise and worship. You all be blessed. My God. Hallelujah. Woo.
Anybody in here depended on Jesus? Totally dependent on Jesus, and there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord, I need you to take control, cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is, I can't make it on my own.
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate in life. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, Lord, I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need without you. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. So tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, all I can do. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Lord, we're crying out from my heart, 'cause we need you today. Whoa. Say yes.
say yes if I told you what I really need from me? Would your heart and soul say yes? Tell the Lord, yes.
Yes.
See, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Say, I'll obey Jesus.
Yes.
I will stray,
yes.
Jesus. But this time I'm made.
Yeah!
He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah.
Only one word comes to mind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. First she prayed. She prayed, hallelujah. Tell me, what can I do? Woo, Lord, what can I do? And then once she prayed, what can I do? And he confirmed to her what she needs to do and all of us probably need to do. She said, yes. She played the song, yes. Hallelujah. And once he was fine with yes, and, you know, he confirmed that it was okay, she went into holy, holy, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we really come to the part of the program. I am, once again, your moderator, Evangelist Mother Pat, and I'm also, hallelujah, the introduction of the speaker, hallelujah. The speaker, hallelujah. She is, hallelujah. Mother Irene, hallelujah. Excuse me, I do apologize, hallelujah. She is Prophetess Mother Irene Jones. She is a 2017 graduate of the Platinum Ruby University. My Lord, thank you, Lord God. She is on our ministerial staff, and she is active in the Mother's Board with me. She is also a prophetic, intercessor and prayer warrior. Hallelujah. And she's such a sweet person to talk to. Every time I talk to her, she is very humble. So I present to some and I introduce to others our very own 2017 graduate of the Platinum Ruby Anniversary Prophetess, Mother Irene Jones. The mic is yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Evangelist Pat, thank you very much. The title today is called Rooted in His Word. Before I speak deeply in it and before I go into the scripture that God led me to that title, I want to just give you the definition of the word rooted. In the Collins English Dictionary, the word rooted as an adjective means if you say that one thing is rooted in another, you mean that it is strongly influenced by it or has developed from it. The question is, what are you rooted in? Some people are rooted in their self. Some people are rooted in material things. Some people are rooted in the things of this world. What are you influenced by? What is your foundation? What can you use as your shield each day to take on each day that you get up? Now, the scripture that God led me to was Psalms 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of the water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. As I was reading this scripture and I was meditating on it and praying, God gave me a visualization of what it is to be rooted in his word. In the scripture, he gives it to you as a tree, but God led me to look up the process it takes to plant a plant in the garden. And this is what I love so much about God, is when you be in his word and you're meditating on him, he can give you revelation. Also, he can give you a visual of what he's trying to say. Now, when I explain to you briefly the process of planting a plant, I want you to think of it in the spiritual and not in the physical, because there's so many terms they use for it, but I want you to take this process as a spiritual. Now, in order for you to plant a plant, you have to have good soil. Now, the soil has to be moist, and it has to be a good foundation for the plant to grow, or the plant won't grow. It just will die. Now, when you have the good soil, then you have the seed. But the good soil, just take it as God's word, and we are the seed. Now, if you want a big plant, you have to take the seed and bury it in the soil. But if you want a small plant, then you will bury the seed on top of the surface. Get this, if you take the seed and bury it in the soil, you will have a big, healthy plant. Now, when the seed is rooted up in the soil, there's three things that it needs. Before it becomes a plant, it grows into roots. But before it can even become a plant, it's three things that it needs. It needs food, water, and sunlight. Now, the food comes from the soil. because the seed absorbs the nutrients from the soil so it can be able to grow and sprout into a plant. But before this process can take place, there's a waiting period that the root has to go through before it can sprout up to be a plant. Now, in this waiting period, maybe when you're meditating on the word and you're in the word of God, God wants you to be steadily always in his word because maybe he's maturing you and growing you in this process. Maybe he's helping you with unbelief. Maybe he's helping you with forgiveness. Maybe he's building your character. You know, he needs to grow you to be the woman or man of God in Christ that he needs to do his will. Now, when the root grows into a plant, the plant is big enough, the material that it needs on its own to produce whatever it needs to manifest. But the plant is really not on its own because the soil is still, and the plant still has the soil in it that it needed to grow. And also the plant is still rooted in the soil, the foundation where it begins from the good soil. And God just began to visualize that to me to let me know that if we just stay in his word and meditate on everything, that he would just give us the desires of our heart. It says it in his word. Everything that we are looking for is already in God's word. We can apply it to every day in our life. If we need healing, it's in God's word. If we need prosperity, it's in God's word. God already said that his word, this world will pass, but his word will always stand true. And you have to have a good foundation to stand on. So when the enemy comes at you, you can be able to speak his word. You know, if the enemy tells you something in your mind, you can be able to quote a scripture back to yourself to give you encouragement. If you feel depressed or anything, you can go into a scripture and God can just lift you up. There are so many things that God wants to reveal to us as his children. And it just blesses me just to stay in his word. And I just have a little testimony. You know, this year, God just brought it on my heart that he just was telling me this year, he just wanted me to stay in his word and study and just meditate on him because he has had so much more to show me. He has so much more to show us. There's so much more that he wants to reveal to us. He is so bigger than our stuff. He is so bigger than everything in this world that he has so much that he wants to reveal to his children. So this is the question to ask, what are you rooted on? Do you have the foundation of God to stand on his word? Do you believe his word that he can heal you of all your diseases? Do you believe that he can prosper you? Do you believe in when you're going through your trying times that he can be your strength? He can give you the peace that surpasses all to get through anything that you need. And I'm just praying today that what the Lord had blessed me with, that it blesses everybody else and that they just truly stand on the word of God. And they just take it, as the scripture said, and make it flesh. That they just spend time and have an intimacy with him. Because that's what he requires of us, to have an intimacy with him so he can grow us up and mature us and into the to what he wants us to be in Christ. And I just want to thank everybody, and I want to say God bless you all, and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Mother Irene, amen. Did you all hear what she said? Rooted in his word. And then she went to Psalms 1:2. You know, then she asked you, what are you rooted in? Hallelujah. What can you use as your shield? Hallelujah. And then she gave us three things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. About planting a tree. The first one was food, the second one was water, and then there was sunlight. Hallelujah. You know, as she was saying, we need healing, we need prosperity. So what are you using for your shield? What are you rooted in? Hallelujah. That's really something to think about. That's really something to really meditate on. Hallelujah. Prophetess Mother Irene, do you have anything else to say? Hallelujah. On this.
No, Mother Evangelist Pat, I have nothing else to say. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What are all of us rooted in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if you ask the Lord to heal you, hallelujah. 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 And some of us on this line have been through some things, hallelujah, of us went before God, and God has made, hallelujah, promise on his word. Hallelujah. And we are still trusting and believing in him. So I ask you, what are you rooted in? What are you using for your shield of protection? Ooh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now we have altar call by our very own prophetess, Lucretia. The mic is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Irene, for that wonderful word. And thank you, Mother Pat, for moderating. I thank God for being here on this best, beautiful day that he has made. And we all shall rejoice and be glad on it, because he has woken us up and gave us life, health, and strength. We all are here. Our eyes are open. We are speaking, and we are talking. We are walking, and we are enjoying life. We're laughing. Some people can't wake up to laugh. Some people can't wake up to sing. Some people can't wake up to breathe right now. So I thank God for being here on this day, on this radio show. It just being here alive is just a blessing. I may have some testimony trials today, but God is still here. He's still standing. I thank God for everything that he has done for us and continually to do stuff for us, because we are his children. And I am a big kid. I am spoiled to the T. And I thank God for just being on our side, no matter what we do, no matter what the circumstances is, he always there, because he is our father and we are his children, just like we do for our kids. No matter what they do wrong, we're still there for our children no matter what. So why can't he do the same for us? So I just want to thank God for everything. And I want to say tomorrow is the 4-year anniversary of IamRuby.com. I thank God for Apostle T, the founder and the CEO of it, her 4-year anniversary, to all of us, ordaining us and giving us the strength and encouragement that we need, enlightening us and empowering us every day, every night, every time on an hour, whenever she's available, or even when she's not available, she still enlightens us. She still pray for us. And I just thank God for that, for our 4-year anniversary. We all should take our phones off mute and just praise God for our 4-year anniversary, because we have did it. We have made it 4 years.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Apostle Claudia on our side also, our Mother Eagle. We thank her for also our grandma, Mother Eagle. We thank her also for being there with us and going strong with us. And no matter what we do, she's still there with us. She's still backing up for us, just like our Apostle T. We thank God for it. And we thank God for all of you that being here with us and staying strong for 4 years strong. And we thank God for it. Amen, amen. Now I'm coming to you guys. Altar call. In the name of Jesus. I'll be reading Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10. And it says, if I confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. It don't matter what you done, how you done it, he loves you no matter what. He's going to be there for you. He's going to encourage you. He's going to let you know that he's here for you. He's not going to judge you. He's not going to look down on you, because he's your father. He's your children. We are his children. So the same way as we do our kids, we're not going to judge them. We're not going to look down on them. It's something that they've done. we're going to encourage them and let them know that we're there for them, that we love them, and that we will be there no matter what it is. And that's how our Father is with us. He to let us know that we are his children, that he loves us, and he's going to be there with us no matter what. No matter what the circumstances is, he's always there. He's going to be there no matter what. So if you want to give your life to Christ or give your life back to Christ or renew it, he's there for you. The only thing you have to do is say yes. I pray yes because it's the time where people in our lives that God, we need to say yes more often. We need to say yes to God. We need to say yes to his will, yes to his works, and yes, Lord Jesus, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll say whatever you want me to say. And what can we do without him? We can't do nothing without him because he is the key to everything. He is life. So we not breathing his our breath, what we gonna do? If we not bringing his breath, what we gonna do? We can't breathe it without it. So we thank God, let us breathe his breath through us because he's the one doing it every day, all day. And I thank God for that. So if anyone that wants to renew their life to God and give their life, the altar is yours. You can just say what you have to say. Nobody's not here to judge you. No one here is to criticize you. We are all here as one and as whole. We all understand. We all get through stuff in our lives. We can probably relate to it. We all have the same similarities. Everybody just has different stories, different things, different times, different moments, and everything. So we thank God for it, and we're here if you need it. Evangelist Mother Pat, the mic is yours. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now we come to the part to where we have any comments or remarks for our speaker of the hour. Prophetess, Mother Irene, I want to tell you I appreciate the word from God, how he's using you, Lord God, to bring the word to us, rooted in his word. What are you rooted in, and what can you use as your shield, or what do you use as your shield? I just want to say to you, God bless you. May he make his face continue to shine upon you and everything you say or do according to his word. And please be encouraged. And not just her, but all of us, we all need to be encouraged. Amen? Amen. And we love you. We love you. I personally love you. Thank you for being a part of the ministry of God. Amen?
Amen.
Will there be another?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was just so happy to hear Prophetess Mother Irene, and when she was talking about what are you rooted in, what is your foundation, and she walked us through that you need to have foundation, a good soil, and a good seed. And then she told us that you need food and water and sunlight. But before all that takes place to produce the plant, there's a waiting period where God is working things out in us. And I just want to just let her know that I love her. And when she spoke about that, it instantly took me back to John 14, where the very first verse says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." And then it goes further down to verse 6, where Jesus says, "Unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So we just have to know that, you know, when she was talking about that, it just reminded me of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just thank God that she just reminded us, what are you rooted in? That's just a powerful message for us to just to stop and think and remember that if you're rooted in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, you can achieve anything. And God, the sky's the limit. We love you to life. Be blessed. And I am going back on mute.
Amen, Pastor Samika. Amen. Will there be another? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Blessings. This is Apostle Marcia Jones. Just wanted to say to Prophetess Irene, to God be the glory. A very timely word. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Pastor Apostle Jones. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will there be another on today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said before, Prophetess Mother Irene, God is truly using you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we come to the part of prayer time. Hallelujah. Is there anyone, hallelujah, that is asking for prayer on today? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Well, I stand in the need of prayer. You know, I have a sister. My oldest sister is in the hospital now, and, you know, she was in ICU, and they put her in another room, and they only gave her 6 months to live because she's in stage four of colon cancer. But how many of y'all know that God is still good all the time? Hallelujah. They say, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Hallelujah. And I'm still praying for my sister, healing in her body. So I'm asking you, saints, if you will, stand with me and agree with me. Hallelujah. That there shall and there will be healing in her body. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Prophetess Eagle Eye, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Amen, amen.
Amen. Lord God, come? Thank you. Go ahead. Amen.
Do you want me to pray for you?
Yes, I want you to pray for my sister. Her name is Mary. And anybody else that's standing in the need of prayer, I want you to pray for anybody that's sick, anybody that's going through something, you know, pray.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Dear Lord God, we come to you right now, Father God, in agreement, Lord God. You said two or three gather in your name, Lord God, that you will be in the midst, Lord God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you will come in the midst, Lord God, and just speak to Mary, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Go to her room directly, Lord God, and speak to her ear and let her know that she is healed right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you will just cover her with your blood, Lord God, that she's already healed, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you are a healer, Lord God, and you are everything, Lord God, that you have made, Lord God. And so we ask, Lord God, that you would hear her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to speak to her body, speak to her bones, speak to her heart, speak to her brain, speak to her soul, Lord God, that Talitha Akuma, Lord God, that she is healed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, to wake her up, Lord God, wake her body up, let her know that that sickness is not of you, Lord God. We cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. That is gone, Lord God. That is not nothing to you, Lord God. You like people that are healthy and vibrant, Lord God, and are strong, Lord God, because you have things for them to do, Lord God. Ain't no sickness in no bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are available, Lord God, to do anything, all things, Lord God. We entrust in you, Lord God. We activate your heavenly and deadly angels to watch over her, Lord God, and to protect her, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just cover her with your blood. And anybody else, Lord God, that have anybody fighting with their sick, Lord God, we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we cast out any sickness and daily diseases that try to come upon them, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We send it to the drop place that you assigned it to go, Lord God, because it is not of you, Lord God, because you are all about healing, delivering, and setting free, Lord God. And, Lord God, we free these people of any sickness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. It is done, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would just be there for them, Lord God, to let them know that they are healed, Lord God, not to put it in their heads that they are sick, Lord God, to let them know that they are healed, Lord God, that they are healthy, that they are vibrant, Lord God. My mom said to me all the time that I'm healthy and vibrant, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that these people are healthy and vibrant, Lord God, and that they are strong, Lord God, and they will have joy in their minds. And, Lord God, we cast out any
any no names that try to come against their mind and try to make them feel like they're sick, and any bad news that try to make them feel like they're sick and that they're on their last stages or anything like that, Lord God, we cast it out right in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we let you know, Lord God, that they are healers for their own selves, Lord God, that they can heal their own bodies, Lord God. All they got to do is speak, Lord God, to themselves and let them know in their mind that they are healed, Lord God, and let them believe that they are healed, Lord God. We ask that you do so right in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not one word falls to the ground, but it will manifest in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Whoo, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Now we come to our announcements. Pastor Tamika will post them up in the chat room. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we have our closing remarks and our benediction from our very own Prophetess Lucretia. Hallelujah. The president of the Timothy generation. Prophetess Lucretia, the mic is yours. And bless you.
Amen, amen. I thank God for everyone that who has been listening, that who has been on the line, and who has helped out today. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for either ones that's listening online or either called in. I thank God for you because you did not have to push the link or either call in and to spare your time to listen to us. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for anybody who just wanted to listen to God, just wanted to hear his voice, that just wanted to that say, okay, she's speaking to me. Okay, she's letting me know this. She's letting me know that I can be with God, that I can be one with God, that I can be real with God. Yes, we're going to have things going on because God's testing us. He's always testing us. But he always let us know that we can pass anything through him. So we thank God, and we love you, and we love you guys, and may everyone be blessed. I want to turn it over to Apostle T. Amen, amen.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I won't be before you long because God has already had his way from the beginning, hallelujah, of this broadcast, hallelujah. The tempted generation is on fire, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for this broadcast, hallelujah. Remember this on today. Remember, I am a big kid now. I am, hallelujah. Where the big kids at? Are you on here? Hallelujah. Are any other big kids on here? Hallelujah. I know one of our listeners from Ask the Inbox said, I'm
a
now.
Big
hallelujah.
Amen. I am a big
my
kid now.
God, my God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was laughing when Prophet Lucretia Eagle Eye was going forth, and she said, my mother always said that I'm healthy and vibrant. Hallelujah. My God, we are healthy and vibrant because we are big kids. Hallelujah. And kids are vibrant and healthy. Hallelujah. My God, I'm excited on today. The woman of God let us know, Prophetess Irene, you let us know about the tree that's planted. Hallelujah. There's so much confirmation because we learned this last year in year one of our happy class in the Platinum Ruby University about trees. And when you go back over the reading, you'll see that trees are motivational to us. Hallelujah. So you confirm everything that we already learned in the Platinum Ruby University. Hallelujah. About trees. Hallelujah. Trees are strong. Hallelujah. People are coming, going to tree. Still be planted. Hallelujah. In all seasons, may we bear much fruit. Whatever we do shall prosper and not wither. Hallelujah. So I am excited about that word. Hallelujah. It was powerful. It was effective. It was a powerful teaching. Hallelujah. And I am just so excited. Hallelujah. Remember, everybody, we only have one more day of this month. So whatever it is that you petition to God, whatever it is that you ask him that you needed to do for this year that you have not done, don't you know that he can do it? Hallelujah. I decree and declare that you be lifted up. Hallelujah. Because you are a king's kid and you are a big kid now. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And you should begin to walk in a catapulting and a propelling of God's realm moving in your life. Hallelujah. And the same way we listen to the testimony, hallelujah, that the Bible says that when Esther got on her royal apparel, it was so, it was done. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I decree and declare that the Lord will allow the crown of Esther to be upon your life because the Bible says blessings crown the head of the righteous. Hallelujah. The blessings are crowning your head as Queen Esther had the crown on her head according to Esther attested to. I decree and declare that you all are determined like Ruth, hallelujah, and that you're entering in the dimensional realms in the hour of the overflow and prosperity. Someone say this with me. I am entering into the realms of overflow and prosperity. I am entering into the realm of overflow and prosperity. I am entering into the realm of overflow and prosperity. I am, hallelujah. My God. This is going to be one of the greatest movements, the greatest weeks, the greatest months, the greatest years of your life. Oh, my God. God is catapulting you for the next 30 days. Hallelujah. Get ready of the garment of praise to be upon your life. Hallelujah. Get ready to go higher in the things of God. Get ready for the crooked, oh my God, the crooked things to be made straightened out just for you. Everything that you ask him for, everything you desire him for, get ready, because it's manifesting in your life. Let the secret things be known unto you, and God write them on the tabernacles of praise for you. Get ready for him to do it. Get ready for, my God, that you're going to hold on because you know your change has already moved. Your change has already come, and you're knowing that God is doing it in your life. Get ready. That's all I can say. Get ready, because we are big kids now. Hallelujah. Spirit movement has moving right now. The heavenly breezes and God Ruach, his breath is coming right now. The wind storm is coming right now. My God. Oh my God. Every wall of Jericho that looks like it's trying to keep us from moving forward, we cast it down now, because we're in unity of praise. Hallelujah. Unity of miracles, unity of manifestations, and unity of God's movement. Hallelujah. Just know, huh, my God, as you begin to move in the movement of God, that you're going to begin to go forward in the shield of faith, and you're going to walk in the things of God, and your shield of faith is going to allow you, because you have the access code to get anything that you want. So you all be blessed, you all be prosperous, you all just know that God has great things for your life. And what are we? We are big kids now. Hallelujah. My God, new ownership of wealth,
amen.
New ownership of worship, new
amen.
Ownership
amen.
Of wisdom. Hallelujah. Knowing that you are a big kid, and because you are a big kid, Jesus said, walking that childlike faith, you can have whatever you like. Huh? You can have stacks on deck. Huh? My God, cold of ice. Huh? My God, you can have millions of dollars. You can have whatever you like. Huh? You can have healing. Huh? My God, that's nothing else that's going to stop you from healing. You can have breakthroughs. You can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Huh? Somebody say, I can have whatever I like. Huh? Whatever it is that you like. Huh? Whatever you want.
Whatever
you need.
Like.
Whatever you
amen.
Desire.
Amen.
You can have whatever
amen.
You like.
Jesus, Jesus,
oh, my
Jesus.
God. Whatever you like. Restoration. Transformation. My God. Rejuvenation. Hallelujah. Liberation. Whatever it is that you like. I'm telling you, God has revealed something to me over the last few weeks that I didn't even know existed. I'm 39 years old, and I know people that died at 80 and 90 and 100 years old didn't even know this stuff existed. You better know, my God, literally, the kingdom is at hand, and it is in both of your hands. You better know.
Amen.
If you don't listen to nothing else I say, you better tune into your spirit through these words right here. You are wealthy. My God, you are healthy, my God. You better hear me, and you better hear me good. Literally, you literally own the land. You literally don't never have to worry about struggling ever again. You literally don't have to worry about being sick again. Oh, my God, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Literally, God revealed something to me that I'm telling you eyes have not seen. People that's 7 to 8 years old say they never even heard of it. They didn't even know this thing exists. You are wealthy. You are healthy. You are prosperous. Oh, my God, and you walk in the destiny momentum of the kingdom of God, and everything in this land is yours. Huh? My God, whew, my God, everything, say everything in this land is mine. I'm telling you, it is literally
yes,
yours.
Lord,
mine.
Everything in this land
it
is
literally
mine.
Yours.
Amen.
When Thank Joshua you. And Caleb and the children of Israel knocked down their walls of Jericho, it became ours, and literally it is yours. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Bless you, prophets of the preacher, hallelujah, for dedication to the tempted generation, hallelujah, my God, she came straight from work and came straight on, hallelujah, bless you, even when the people try to keep her there, she said, I got to go home and praise God, hallelujah, and that's for God is going to bless her, hallelujah. Some people say, I can't be on, I can't do God's will because I got to be at work. This is a young woman that said, you know what, I'm going to work for y'all to 3, but then I'm off, I'm not working over, I'm not missing out on God, I'm going home to do God's will, hallelujah, come on now, somebody. Some of us are we won't even do
Amen.
What
her.
Come on now, somebody. She literally.
Amen.
I know she wasn't going to tell you, but it touched me. Touched me when she called me this morning. morning. It makes so funny. She called me 11:11. That's what really blessed me. She called me and said, "Mom, they tried to start. They tried to keep me from coming home. They tried to keep me. They want me to stay the same. But I told them I'm not going to stay. I'm going to go home and go to and do God's will. I have a radio show. We have a radio show, and I'm in charge of it. I'm going to go home, and I don't care what you're talking about. You can write me up and do whatever, but I'm going to do God's
Amen.
Will. Come on now, somebody. Oh,
yes.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
And I said, because you put God first, because you put God first, God is going to bless your life. My
yes,
God, my God,
yes,
my God.
Will.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
The young people
yes,
shall lead, huh, my God. She's letting us know, huh, my God, at her age, at young age, my God, that if you put God first, God will bless and enrich your life. My God, my God. So I just want to say bless you. Prophetess Lucretia, for putting God first and coming. And my God, she can't straighten the door praying. She can't straighten the door worshiping. She can't straighten the door ready. Hallelujah. For putting God first, God shall increase and impact your life. Huh? With everything that you desire, he should give you the desires, the wants, the yearns of your heart. Hallelujah. My God, that touched me so deep when she said that, because some of us would have said, oh, no, you know, Apostle T, I can't do it today because they want me to stay over, or they'll say whoever they pastor or they leaders, I can't do it today, and they'll stay over for that mighty dollar. But just you know, in God we trust, the dollar trusts in God, and so should we. Hallelujah. My God. So that blessed me, that touched me, that motivated me. So I let her know every day she motivates me. Hallelujah. My God, I'm so excited. I'm so blessed because tomorrow is our four-year anniversary. I'm happy that she let you guys know this is 4 years. Hallelujah. That the School of the Prophets started July 31st, the very first School of Prophets. Some of you have been with us from the beginning. Some of you all that came in on the third year. Some of you came in the second year. Some of you came in the last year. Hallelujah. Whatever how long you've been here, tomorrow is our four-year anniversary. Hallelujah. People said it was only going to last one class. People said it was only going to last for 1 month. Hallelujah. 4 years strong, and we still standing. Hallelujah. I am grateful. I am thankful. Hallelujah. God allow us to meet people all over the world. Hallelujah. God allow us to travel all over the world. Hallelujah. God have allowed us to bless so many people all over the world, and God allow us to ordain and like people all over the world. And we are so blessed to be empowered and be connected. So you guys remember, tomorrow celebrate. Celebrate. It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary. Hallelujah. On tomorrow, celebrate. Hallelujah. Because tomorrow is our day. 4 years. Hallelujah. July 31st, 2013. Hallelujah. We had our very first School of the Prophet class, and I remember we became officially a ministry and an organization. Hallelujah. You all be blessed. Hallelujah. Prophet Lucretia, you have anything else you want to share? Hallelujah. Should I have anything else you want to share? She want to play the closing song? Listen to this closing song. It's really it's for the youth, but it's really powerful. It's called There Go My Jesus, to let Jesus know I love you and you're everything that I need in my life. Hallelujah. My God.
Yeah. Tina. You know, somebody asked me a question. They said, man, do you love Christ for real? Yeah, man. There goes my Jesus.
Oh, God, I need you.
You don't know how good it feels to call you my God. There goes my Jesus. Bet you didn't know that I'll be checking you out. I'll be reading your word, yeah. I swear your word is so perfect, Jesus. How you worded, Jesus, yeah. I love the way that you be bringing it out. Give me something to dwell on. So please believe I'm gonna be walking it out by the end of the night, God.
I've been waiting all day to wrap my mind
around your word
and seek your face.
Wouldn't trade this feeling for nothing,
not even for a minute.
And I'll sit here long as it takes to get this revelation. But as soon as the words jump off the page, you don't hear me say yeah. There goes my Jesus.
There you go. I need you.
You don't know how good it feels to call you my God.
Yeah,
there goes my Jesus.
Spirit fills me when I'm seeking your face, and you in a place, God. I feel like I'm in a movie, Jesus. I'm like, feel me, Jesus. Like waterfalls, your love fall down in this place, and I seek your face, God. No need to keep this, Jesus, I ain't ashamed. Stop calling your name, God. Long as it takes to get this revelation, but as soon as the words jump off the page, you gon' hear me say, there goes my Jesus,
there goes,
I need you. You don't know how good it feels to call you my God. God, I feel like it's our first time every time we get together. God, loving you feels better than
anything.
And everything.
You want my heart.
You want me to rain. And I promise I won't fade away. I love your love.
And get your blessings. Hallelujah. Because there go our Jesus. Hallelujah. You all be blessed and be empowered. Agape. Hallelujah.
Agape.
Agape.